your schedule.
I wonder if I've got time to record that list.
What's the
lingo?
I gotta eat
that
day. I gotta spend a week. Next reading.
Steve, where are you? Just grab my water. Hi, it's Matilda. It's so nice to hear your voice. Just And in today's episode of Where is Laurie Rivers? The answer is...
I'm in Bahrain.
Woohoo!
Yay, I'm in the Persian Gulf, Arabian Gulf, just while the world starts to blow up.
Yeah, they've just, you know, closed a bit of airspace around you. But you'll be fine. You'll get out. It's fine. It's all fine.
I'm not worried about it. And if I get stuck here, I'm fine with that too.
Mm-hmm.
I love it here. So I knew that was, you know, because we talked about this, I knew that it was very, very likely that it would happen.
And do you know how many, because I had mentioned to you, and this is a really good indication, listeners, dear listeners, about sometimes when things are said in readings or as a psychic prediction, that we've got to take it really, not loosely, but it could attain to anything. And I said to Laurie, there's a change. I wonder if you're coming back sooner. And, Laurie, are you coming back sooner?
No.
But is there a change?
There is a change.
Right.
And honestly, one of the things you kept saying is 3 days.
Three days. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll be there 3 days. And I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going for 3 days. there's no way. Because we're here for, this is not a holiday. You know, so we're here for very specific reasons. And so I knew that. But on the third day, I went to my late husband's grave and got to mourn. You know, it's been 15 years since he passed. And it was beautiful. Yeah. Was it intense? Yeah. But oh my God, me changed.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You have become lighter. You have become happy. Mm-hmm. Happier. You've always been happy, but I mean lighter, happier, freer in that time. So it's always really important to remember when things are said by a psychic, we don't see everything. I don't have all the answers.
Well, and it's unusual for a psychic or a medium, in my experience of having readings and being psychic and knowing lots of people, when you get a timing from a psychic, it's unusual.
Yes.
And so I was paying attention. I was like, okay, regardless of what was said around the 3 days, the third day was important, you know? And so you can't, when you're dealing, especially with a psychic or a medium, they're not sitting with an astrology chart where they can, you know, give you a date range, you know? So when you get a number, it's very important. So I was listening to you. I knew something was happening that third day.
Yeah, and I didn't necessarily think you were leaving in the 3 days, but I knew you had things to go. But what I also didn't know, and you put me right on this, is that Eid lasts for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And you've been over there celebrating Eid with your extended family.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. My practice babies are all grown and all but one has, well, no, two of my practice babies have their own babies.
Wow. So you're a practice grandma.
I'm a practice grandma. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It was so fun. So cool. It's been very healing.
Fantastic. And you've been enjoying the family, which is really important for everyone to be able to do that. So. It's nice. And Laurie and I actually haven't seen each other. Usually we do this on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And we did things for 2 weeks. We did 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And thank you guys. We're hitting quite good areas and downloads with this podcast. It's it's doing
We're brand new and we've had over 1,000 downloads of our podcast.
In all areas.
Like a month.
Of the globe.
In a month.
Which is amazing.
This is what, episode 6? Yeah. So what?
I don't know. I don't know what day it is most days, let alone how many episodes we've recorded.
This is episode 6. I only know this because I edit and upload, and then Matilda does the checks over the copy and words. So
yes, we're if teamwork. The copy's wrong, it just means that I've looked at it and I've been lazy that day and haven't paid too much attention. I can read most times, but it's been a full on week astrologically, metaphysically. Whilst you have been away, I don't know whether you know this. You don't really pay attention to astrology, but we've had a lunar eclipse in.
Yeah. Oh, solar. We had a solar eclipse.
It's a solar eclipse. Yeah, I don't even get it right. I sent you the photographs of the people reenacting it.
But I thought it was hilarious. I loved those. Those were great.
They were my favorite part. It has affected a lot of people. Mm-hmm. With a lot of people have said the astrology has been what's affected people, but it's actually just triggered people with mental health, as do most new moons. But this one, as you said, was a new moon on steroid.
Not just new moons, full moons. That's where we get lunacy from.
Full moons,
word. Yeah, full moons are like lunacy. And emergency rooms know, sometimes when we have,
absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll do just for healthcare workers, I'll do an astro alert and say, if you're on shift for this full moon, this is what you're going to see. Because my dad was in emergency services and a firefighter. So, and I grew up with that, hearing that from him, and he is not into astrology. I can guarantee you that. The issue, though, is how we talk about things, because the blaming of astrology is not correct. It's not astrology causing anything. It is, especially in the case of that very tragic incident in Los Angeles, where the so-called astrology influencer, she wasn't an astrologer. I went and I looked at her stuff. She wasn't. She was a content creator who kind of got sucked down the quote unquote metaphysical rabbit hole, but was not doing astrology. That is not astrology. And you have to be careful, because astrologers, actual astrologers, as you get into your studies, your teachers will slow you down, and people don't like that. They think we're gatekeeping because we're mean. We slow people down because if you overstimulate your brain, it's not good. You have to learn how to hold steady and hold your consciousness steady. And that's in any form of metaphysics.
It is in any form of metaphysics. And I've seen it. I did an episode on my own podcast about unhealed healers. I don't think metaphysics played a part in that tragedy, really. I think that from what I've seen, she was copying a lot of other creators' work.
Mm-hmm.
But it, from what I have been shown, it's almost like she had untreated postpartum depression.
I think there was probably a problem before that. She'd been on there for a long time. And again, our mental body is something that needs care. And in America and other places as well, but in America, we don't take care of people.
No.
And there's so much pressure economically. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to just snap. It's hard. It's hard to hold your consciousness steady. And we don't teach people how in our society. You and I teach people how, but, and other teachers out there. But, that training starts young.
Look, I see it all over social media, though, mm-hmm. where people dabble in spirituality of mm-hmm. some form mm-hmm. or shape, and they become overwhelmed. It is overwhelming. You and I have both talked about how exhausting it is, how emotionally and physically exhausted. I've just spent the last half an hour on the phone to you prepping for this.
Yeah.
And I was yawning for that whole half an hour because I had just come off my readings.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't really grounded myself properly. I'm there now.
Yeah, you are.
But it is, it's just people aren't looking after their own mental health.
If you and they don't know how, though, sometimes.
Yeah, but they should if they want to dabble in metaphysics. In
metaphysics. But I think also, hearing. I think some of it is they don't, like, on one hand, they think it's cool, they're fun, but they don't really think it's, like, what it is.
Yep.
And they don't realize. Now, I don't believe in cultural appropriation. However, when we talk about the energy centers in the body, the most common terms are the ones from Hindu practice, which is the chakras, right?
Yeah.
And other practices. There's Buddhist practices as well. But the mental body and the solar plexus are so overstimulated. And people haven't learned how to, like, when you say you're grounding, you're clearing your energy centers and, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And same. And in astrology, it activates the mental body really hard. And that's why it's important to kind of go really, really slow, because you can overstimulate yourself with too much information. And I did it when I was a young astrologer. I mean, we didn't have social media then. But I'd be looking out, you know, 20 years, because I was looking at 2020 out of context, and my brain would start go. I had to put it down.
Yeah.
Because it was too much.
But you become, it becomes to, if you do not concentrate on your own mental health and your own well-being and your own grounding, how can you help other people?
You can't.
I've seen people have meltdowns and get angry. And I've said to you at times, I think it's me. I've had a really tough day.
Yeah.
And it's obviously me. I haven't grounded myself. I'm too tired. Today, what happened to me today? So it set me off on the wrong foot to start with. I was convinced that my reading started at 11 o'clock. So I'm doing all my morning stuff. I was doing some yoga and I sort of thought, oh, I'll make myself a cup of tea and some breakfast. I've got time. And then I get a message and it's, is there something wrong? You were supposed to call. So I'm 15 minutes late for my first call. But when they're booked 30 minutes apart,
right?
I was behind the eight ball all day today.
Right, right.
And by the time I got to the last reading, I was like, absolutely love all of my clients and love hearing from them. But you're just like, any nine-to-five job that you're just like, oh, I'm glad that's over.
Time to
take the bra off. But I never want to feel like that because I look forward to my job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look forward to doing my job.
Every once in a while, I'll check in with myself if I'm really tired after readings and be like, is it burnout? And I'll be like, no, I really love reading. Have I taken care of myself? Did I get enough sleep?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did I eat right that day? Did I hydrate? Did I, you know, and nine times out of 10, it's not burnout. I might get bored of a certain, that's why I like don't do year aheads all year long. Cause they're really exhaustive. You've had one. You know what they are.
I was exhausting. Are you telling me that I was exhausting?
No, I said the readings are cause how many charts was in that reading? A jillion.
I totally get it. And I think that today I said to you, am I burnt out? I feel burnt out and I just think I'm having a bad day. But
there's a lot of energy going on right now.
It's the energy yesterday, the thing that happened in Sydney, I saw that there would be something happen there. So I don't like it when predictions I make happen.
I agree.
Like not the ones I make happen, but the ones that when I
that are tragic.
I'm
the same. I hate that. And I hate it when they happen.
Knowing, like, feeling that energy. So in October last year, I went onto social media a week before the attack in Israel. And I said, something's coming, but I don't know. And I felt it was a terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. I actually was more drawn to the US than I was to Israel.
Right.
We're very careful about what we say on social media. Yep. And I had the same feeling yesterday. And then, I texted you first thing this morning and said they closed Jordan airspace. And I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
No, we're just building up.
Mm-hmm. However much you guys out there say to us, how much longer it's struggling, come live in our bodies for 24 hours.
Yeah. I've been looking at these times for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Because my teachers.
But you do that and your teachers told you to do that. But astrologically, that's easy. I don't get events far in advance.
It's not easy.
Mm. I didn't mean to say it was easy. Sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't mean it like that.
No, it's okay. I had a teacher, who was in his 90s who gave me time frames to look at. We still didn't know what was going to happen. Mm. And I don't think people get what it's like to try to measure our words so we don't frighten people.
Yes.
And if I hear one more thing about Nostradamus, I'm going to kill somebody, because Nostradamus, nobody's interpreting those quatrains in anything that makes sense.
I've got my version of Nostradamus, and I'm going to stick by it because that's what I have been shown by my guides to when it attains to, and it is a current time.
It's not current time.
I think it was, 80, 90 years ago. Makes a lot more sense. And that's what I've been shown by my guides. But
I agree.
My French is pretty poor.
My French is
German,
good.
However, is much better.
You do sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
No, my French is good, and I can tell you, those quatrains are not interpreted properly. It's medieval French to start with. It is not modern French, and people are extrapolating what they want to see, and it's ridiculous.
Absolutely, it's being used as clickbait.
Yep, for decades, like. Since the 1970s on the Time Life books, Nostradamus.
It is. I have read what has been pulled out of it. And I'm sorry, I think you've got to be as dumb as dog shit to not realize that that is around 1939, 1940, 1950. Because if you have any knowledge of history and you read that time, it fits perfectly.
Well, and yeah, it does. You're 100% right, and I'm only grinning because I love that. Because you just said dumb as dog shit. That was great. That was awesome.
I apologize to listeners. There's a few outtakes from this episode that we will put up for your pleasure.
This one was great. I'm sorry, this is not a children's show, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's great. But no, you're right.
People, it's a different time.
But people haven't studied. So like I was telling you right before we started recording, I put up the last time, and I've talked about this on my own podcast this week, the last time the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction happened was May 7th, 1941. And somebody comes in and says, well, thank goodness it wasn't December 7th, which was Pearl Harbor. And I was like, do you know what happened on May 7th, 1941? There was a lot globally happening. There were blitzes. There were battles. The whole week.
London was being sort of
bombed, And so I was looking at, but in America, they don't teach that.
No. And this is why I think so many Americans are holding on to this Nostradamus ideology, because they don't actually understand what happened.
And they don't get taught history.
If they put the European history next to Nostradamus' work, they'd go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked and talked about it. But can I just mention social media for a second?
Please
because
do.
I put a post up back to the what's happened overnight, which was the Iran have sent drones into Israel.
Yeah.
And I put a post up and I didn't know, because we don't get American news, and I didn't know it was on the horizon. And I said, and it's a prediction that I had made for April, or not directly. But I said, I see something coming in. I don't think it's going to be great. The next 48, 72 hours, if you are from the Middle East, in the Middle East, or basically Jewish, Palestinian, or LGBTQI, do not be around crowded places. I am very concerned about attacks, and I am concerned that there's going to be attacks on holy places, okay? Yeah. Religious places. Now, I wasn't talking about St. John's down the road.
Right.
Okay. Can I go to a concert? Can I do this? Can I go to the christening I'm supposed to go to on Sunday? Somebody actually asked me on a TikTok about a conflict in the Middle East if they were able to go to a christening on Sunday.
Sure, Barbara.
I literally, my head was going to explode. And one of my lovely, and I think her name is Kate, came onto my TikTok and said, for goodness sake, she's already said she's given you everything she's got. Stop harassing her. So
good. I love it when my people do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm so grateful when they do, to be fair, because it's a lot. And it's a lot of expectation on me. And it's, the whole saying, somebody referred to you as a gumball machine.
Yeah.
We both feel like gumball machines.
Yeah. That's Casey. Casey gets mad.
Yeah.
When people
Casey, see the gun. Casey, that's a really good explanation. Mm-hmm. But I am not, and neither is Laurie, a gumball machine for predictions. Yeah. However, we do have a very exciting event about predictions coming up, don't we, Laurie?
We do, and it's going to be so much fun.
It is going to be so much fun. We are doing a joint Zoom event that is going to go for – we're going to do two of them. The reason we're going to do two of them is we sat yesterday for far longer than we needed to, two women in their 50s, three time zones, and lots of fingers and toes to add up.
Google is our friend. We use Google a lot.
Even Google couldn't help us last night. We were trying to come up with one time that would suit our global audience, and we couldn't. We actually couldn't do it.
No.
So we're having two events. One that is going to be aimed towards the Americas, and if Australia wants to join in, because I will be awake, and then the other one is going to be more Europe, UK area, on the 4th and the 5th of May.
Yes. May the 4th be with us.
And that is also
it is.
My birthday.
It is. Matilda's birthday.
So I will be drinking champagne. Whichever day it is. No, I won't.
That'll make the event interesting.
I am the most psychic when I've had a couple of sherries. I am, but I won't, because people are going to pay to attend these events. So we're going to load that up onto our Patreon in the early part of our Patreons, our separate Patreons.
Yes.
In the early part of this week, together with the links to book. And there will be discounts for paid Patreon members, $15 and up.
Yes, the $15 tiers and up will get the juicy discounts, as I like to say. Yeah.
We should say what we're going to be talking about first, because I've just said we're going to have an event. I mean, we just expect people to show up.
Well, we're going to do, right. Well, we're going to be doing predictions. And so Matilda and I have this like really cool way of working together, which is really super fun. So it can happen in one of two ways. So one, Matilda can start talking about something and mention a date, or if she starts talking about the energy, I'll be like, oh, that's because this astrological thing is going on, and I'll pull charts. And then I'm like, well, this is going on. And then Matilda gives details. So because our modalities work differently. We see different things.
Yeah, and often Laurie will be pulling up a chart and saying, well, this energy around this, it could be X, Y, X, Y, Z, because Laurie, as reading a chart can give her 10 different reasons for something.
Mm-hmm. Whereas possibility often, and probability.
Possibilities, mm-hmm. That's what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. And I am able to dive a little bit deeper as to what that is about and pull it a little bit closer. So we are going to be doing that on two different occasions in May, and it's going to cover the May and June period of time. We are going to do a year ahead.
That'll be in July. Later. That'll be in July.
But the two months at a time, we are looking at quite an energetically difficult time at the moment.
Yes, we are.
And if you want to get a heads up on what's coming in certain areas, pop along and book a seat. It'll be
so
on.
So I think what we're looking at, we're looking at some political situations, obviously global security matters, you know, looking at, you know, and trade, you know, because you guys, you've been warned. Yeah, you've been warned for a long time to get ready. So, you know, at least by Matilda and I, and if you're new to us, sorry, been at it for a while.
Somebody actually asked me the other day, actually it was yesterday, should I stock up on some food?
Yeah, always.
We've been saying that for months, years.
Years. I was telling people to start growing their own food back in 2021, 2020.
Yeah.
And before TikTok. Other places, because I was doing that myself back in the 2000s.
But if anyone's growing food in my local area, I do not have green fingers. I could kill a cactus. So drop some lettuce off.
There you go. You should get a hydroponic thingy.
I should.
If those work great.
I'd love to have a spare 5 minutes to do something like that, Laurie.
Doesn't take long.
I know. I know that I am making excuses, but my last couple of weeks have been pretty
They have been shite. Yeah.
They have been shite. I've had a sick dog again. Who apparently is running around like a headless chicken at the moment, so he's all good. He's gone to the fun parent for the weekend.
Oh, nice. You're going to pay for that next week.
You've got to pay for it.
I said, you're going to pay for that next week.
I'll pay for it. Yeah. No, I think we've actually got his medication right. I took him off the medication that he's been on, and I just thought, you know what, that's not doing any good. I read up on the side effects, and it said vomiting is one of the side effects. It is used to treat Parkinson's disease, but because he has spinal stenosis, it's supposed to help and stop the pain or the memory of the pain. This boy is jumping onto sofas and beds. He's no longer crawling up on the steps to get on to said things. Right.
So he doesn't need it.
So I just went, he doesn't need it. I'm taking him off it. And that has improved his gut.
Okay.
So, yes. So he's good at the moment. Touch everything wood, because if I get him back on Tuesday and I end up at the vet again, I'm going to divorce my ex-husband again.
Somebody will be in big trouble.
But yeah. So what else has been happening in your part of the world? Well, we know what's happening in your part of the world, but in Bahrain, you've had Eid.
We had Eid, and oh my God, it was so wonderful. For listeners, if you don't know what Eid is, it's not just the end of Ramadan. If you can imagine putting Easter and Christmas together, that's what it's like to celebrate Eid. It's a time for family and friends, and there's a lot of food, and I am not going to lose weight while I'm here. it's just, oh my God. I got to see people I helped raise. I got to see the new babies. It's home. This is where, you know, I was 21 when I got to Bahrain, turning 22. And newlywed, you know, and where I'm staying, I spent as much time with this particular family member as I did in my own house. And in fact, because her kids are older than mine, her youngest is 3 years older than my eldest. And so, and the oldest one was 11 when I got here. So when they'd be driving her nuts, she'd call me once I was done with work and she'd be like, would you get over here? They're driving me crazy. I need you to deal with them, because I was the enforcer.
Could we imagine that with Laurie? Can you, dear listeners, imagine that?
I was the enforcer. Yeah. They all have such funny memories of that, because I would come in and I would line them up and I'd make them sit down and we'd have to talk about it. They'd be like, just put us in time out. I'm like, oh no, we're going to talk about what we did and why we did it. And they all started comparing stories with my daughter and they were like, that's the worst. I'm like, yes, it was. Kept them in line.
Yeah.
And they felt good about who they are. They're all wonderful people.
Oh, that's lovely. So you moved to Bahrain the same age I moved to Australia as a newlywed.
Yeah. Oh, wow. See, more coinkadinkies.
There's far too many coinkadinkies.
Bless.
You stole my sneeze. I needed that. After I had my good cry when I was laughing too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stole your sneeze. I did you the look. She gave me, she's like, you took my sneeze.
You said bless you to Zoom. It curses sneezes.
You know what I did do? A pro tip. I went shopping.
Ugh. Yeah. Shopping in Bahrain's terrible, though. I mean, you don't get anything nice with jewelry or...
Yeah. There's entire malls dedicated to silver and gold. And I bought a bunch of silver. I don't wear gold as much. I do wear silver.
I don't wear gold either.
Yeah, I can wear some, but I just energetically, it's never... I've given my daughter any gold I've had, you know, just from... before, because gold here is different than gold. Like, you're buying like 20 carat, 20. I've had a 22 carat ring when I was young.
But that's very how they soft. They used to make 22, 24 carat gold.
Well, rings. 24 is too soft, but 22, yeah.
You can, my mum's still soft. Wedding ring was that. Wow. Her original wedding ring was.
You can get it made here. You can have anything you want made. And it's not what it costs elsewhere. So you're pretty much paying for the price of the metal, and then it's a small fee. I used to feel so bad when I was young because it'd be like, well, and it's 15 dinars, which is like $45 or $40 to the artisan. And I'm like, this guy has like 60 years experience and I'm paying him $40 to make me something nobody else has. Okay. but yeah. Anyway, I bought a bunch of silver. And it's gorgeous. I got rings and a necklace. And
wow.
Because
I've got to send you some pictures of some bangles.
Yes. Yeah.
I am a plain Jane, though, with bangles and things like that.
I got a silver bangle, too. That it was funny. The guy was like, it has Versace design. I went, yeah, but it ain't from Versace. There's a difference. He goes, nobody has the design. I'm like, it's a geometric pattern, dude. I'm not paying extra for you robbing somebody's brand identity, you know.
Oh my gosh. They think that, you know, just because it's got the design, it's a designer. What is that thing that people at the moment need to have the most ugliest items? But as long as they've got Louis Vuitton or some branding on it, in my day, when I was young, it was the plainer, the more classy. Now it's the more branding. Okay. It's
I don't like logos on my stuff, you know.
I've never liked,
unless it's my own.
Well, yes, your branding.
I do have. I have some merch. I'm not a product person, so I don't really sell my merch. But I bought one of my own sweatshirts because it amuses me. And it says, I like tight orbs.
Oh, you didn't wear that in the Middle East, did you?
No, I wore that in London.
Okay. In London? Yeah, no, I can see that.
I got a lot of odd looks because people thought orbs are boobs, right? But there was one person I walked by who chuckled, and I knew they were at least a mathematician. And knew, you know, they may not have been an astrologer, but they were at least a math. They knew the joke because I had a lot of people go,
They just need to get their sight checked. They can't read it properly. That's what it is.
And under it, it says the Awake Space Astrology Podcast. But, you know, but yeah, I wear that all over London.
Well, I got a t-shirt. I know I got a sweatshirt given to me this week. I did. Somebody gave me a sweatshirt this week, and it's got a picture of me and a picture of Bosco. And it says, I like three people and my dog.
Oh
no, it says I like gin about three people and my dog, and it's got like Bosco's little face, Buffy's little face with his name underneath.
That's really sweet.
So that's nice. I got that.
So,
but you need to get some merch done.
I have a bunch. I just haven't put it for sale. I had it up for a while, but I'm an information product gal. I like to sell what I know.
Right.
Versus something that's going to end up in a landfill.
Yeah, so, but a mug with your face on would be really cool.
I could. I did. Well, I don't think a mug with my face on it. I do have a mug that says Kiss My Accuracy.
Oh, I want one of those. Need that
I'll
mug.
Send you one. I'll I send need, you one.
I think we should have a Sassy it, Sears mug.
We should. We should have a Sassy Sears mug.
But
see, that works better for your chart than my chart.
Yeah, why? Please explain.
Because your chart, where the area where it's dealing with money, is more product oriented. So
okay, I'm very in the shopping orientated.
Yeah, shopping as well as well, mine is too, but it's a different, like just how we have complementary skills, right?
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's the amazing thing, guys. You have no idea. Matilda and I work together like a dream. That's rare. Our skills just like, it's like Legos. They just snap together.
They, yes,
Matilda's good with spreadsheets. I hate spreadsheets.
I am just hoping that my next door neighbor isn't listening to this podcast because I got overwhelmed. As you know, I lost my assistant this week through various reasons I'm not going to go into. And I was a little bit overwhelmed with things that I had to prepare on a financial side of things.
Right.
It's all there. I just haven't been as good as putting all the invoices together in one place and printing them out when they come in or keeping them all together. And I needed this financial year, what I haven't done is use the software. I don't know why, but I just thought, I'll get to it. Anyway, my accountant just said, just do me a spreadsheet, but separate it into 12 months and I can look at everything and put it all together for you. And I'm like, I do not have time to do that. And my lovely neighbor, Sarah, I said to her, do you want to do this for me? And she went, yes, I'll do it. I'm bored out of my brain. So, yes, I am good with spreadsheets, but my neighbor is preparing the big one that I need at the moment.
Well, yeah, but you're also very good at delegating.
Oh, yes, I'm incredibly good at delegating.
And I only think about delegating when I'm boobs up and overwhelmed instead of just outsourcing to start with.
No, I have to outsource. I'm growing because there's other things. I've got fingers in other pies at the moment. I've got the joint venture with you. My own podcast has taken off incredibly. I am still doing my readings. I'm doing group readings. I'm starting some courses and I'm writing some stuff. It's a lot. So I'd rather
outsource. All that.
Yeah, I know, but you're magic woman and you like to do it at night.
I sacrifice my sleep, which isn't good. And I do have people who help. I do have people who help. So, you know, I have Jennifer and Casey and the mods. But you've inspired me because I was like, you know, I could probably do even more If I outsource.
And that's the idea, is that I'm able to do more. I don't sacrifice sleep. That is a massive difference between you and I. I will never sacrifice my sleep. Mm-hmm. Naps are key to get me through life. And if I have not had significant or sufficient sleep the night before, don't even bother trying to have a conversation with me, because I'm not very nice.
I can operate on zombie mode pretty well.
So. I don't know how
but
you
it's
do
not
it.
Good. It's not good. But well,
this morning you woke up early to do this. Mm-hmm. And I said, did you get enough sleep? And you said, oh, yeah, I had about 3 hours. And I'm like, what? I said, go back to bed. Mm-hmm. We'll do it later. And you said,
no, we got to get it done. We got to get it done.
We've got to get it done.
That's I have a very, very strong Saturn in my chart that gives me an incredible amount of discipline and willpower.
Could I have that? Could you share it? Because I have no willpower.
I'll share it.
What was the message I sent to you last night? The end of the day, and I was tired, right. And I wanted a treat.
Oh,
and
you
I told you. And I sent you a message.
Somebody stole all your Easter chocolate, the bastards. I hate it when people come in and sneak it.
And I don't have any Easter left.
I can make stuff last forever.
I can't make it's the one thing. I am a 99.9% healthy eater. I mm-hmm. drink my water.
Oh, I know you are. You're brilliant.
I rarely drink alcohol. We just talked about alcohol on my birthday, yeah. But I rarely drink alcohol. And if there is chocolate in my house, I will eat it.
Right.
And I will come up with an excuse to eat it. And if I eat the ears off an Easter bunny, I cannot leave that poor Easter bunny like that overnight.
No, you have to finish it.
I had to finish it. And
yeah. It's a rule.
I literally found about 3 or 4 mini Cadbury's eggs in my pantry last night.
No.
It was just, that was it.
It was like it was like that scene from Platoon. Da, 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 da.
But I am somebody, if I do my grocery shopping, I will buy, this is how disciplined I am with my food, I will buy a bag of mini Kit Kats and have one a day. That's my chocolate.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But all these people bought me chocolate for Easter. I haven't checked my blood sugar for a while.
It's probably good. It's probably good.
And I was very sad last night because it was Saturday night and I had worked until quite late-ish and I just felt like having something sweet after my dinner.
No, that's fine.
But no judgment here. There was no Easter bunnies left. There is no Easter bunnies
no
left.
No judgment here. I have had my, 90% of the time I'll have good willpower, but when it breaks,
uh-huh.
Oh, it's chaotic. It's chaotic. It's full hedonism.
Right.
So I will eat all the things and do all the things, but it doesn't happen often. But yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I think you've got to be able to eat healthy. Like you've got to be able to be not be so head up on, oh, this is good and this is bad.
Yeah.
I am a vegetarian, so I don't eat meat. I am very careful about the fats that I have for various reasons. And so my average dinner is a piece of salmon and veggies or a salad.
Yeah.
That's my average dinner. I'll have a wrap for lunch and some porridge for breakfast. My life is shit when it comes to food. But yeah. If I want a piece of chocolate, then I'm going to have it.
By God, yes. Yes. You know what hit me?
Go on.
Oh. So part of Eid and Ramadan too at night is the sweets
mm-hmm.
and the desserts. But Eid is like when the big guns come out, right? Baklava.
Okay.
Lots of different kinds. Do you know how good it is here? Like you can buy it in lots of places.
Yeah.
This is, oh my God. It's so freaking good. And I was very good. I just like
why
walk by the tray and only have 2 pieces when I walked by the train. Now, don't ask how many times I walked by the train. Be like, I'll just have a little one. I'll just have another little one. I'll have a little one.
That's got a lot of butter in it, hasn't it?
Oh, it's phyllo dough butter and like a simple syrup or honey, depending on who makes it. There's nothing not fattening about baklava. It's, yeah, we're not checking my blood sugar either. So.
No. See, and I can live with that. I'm not a fan of ice cream. Like I can take or leave ice cream.
Either. I had rose flavored ice cream in the souk with my cousin.
Sounds like Turkish delight. Like rose flavored.
Rose flavored. Yeah, a lot of things are rose flavored in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I saw bomb.com and I used to make, like, we made rose milk to drink. You know, you take rose water, add some milk, put sugar in, and you'd give it to the kids, you know, in the summer. It's very refreshing in the heat. And unless you're lactose intolerant, but the ice cream, holy crap, that's yummy.
Really?
That was good. Oh, and I'm not an ice cream eater.
Yeah.
But I like lavender and rose.
Oh,
and
no, see, that's my worst, like anything like that. Mm-hmm. I can't eat it. I am so, for somebody that would eat chocolate, I could sit. I have a different stomach for chocolate. So I could eat a family bar, which is why I don't buy it. But anything sweet like rose or the lavender or lollies, what we call over here in Australia lollies, are gummies and sweets and candy.
Oh, okay.
We call them lollies over here.
Okay.
Cannot stand them. Don't like anything like that. Don't like flavored. Don't like soft drinks. Don't like juice that's sweet. I am anti.
You're not a Vimto girl.
No, definitely not a Vimto girl.
I've been drinking.
I need
Vimto.
The hit. Mm-hmm. If I'm hungover, again, we're back to the alcohol. What's your problem, Matilda? In years gone by, when I've been hungover, it's got to be raspberry. Lemonade, red lemonade.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's nice.
But that's the only sweet. I just do not like sweetness. I don't like ice lollies. I don't, you know, it's weird.
I'm not a big sweet eater, believe it or not. I'm more savory.
Right.
But I am a sucker for floral flavors. So, like, I used to buy a lavender ice cream.
Putting their most awful faces.
You are. You're like, bleh. But I put it in my coffee as a creamer. God, beautiful. Beautiful. And now there's places that sell like lavender lattes. But I used to just buy this ice cream. By the way, if you're in Washington State, it's Snoqualmie Creamery. They are a local creamery. And, I don't know if they're still in business, but if they are, man, that was good ice cream. And I would just get a little half pint. And I would just put a spoon in my coffee. It was tasty.
You are very weird, but you're beyond your years.
I am.
They say that if you put McDonald's ice cream in an espresso or an espresso over a McDonald's ice cream, it's really nice. I'd like to know how they ever try it because the McDonald's ice cream machine is never working.
Machine's always broken, yeah.
It's always broken. And that's the one thing I do like is a McDonald's strawberry milkshake if I'm sick.
Well, there you go.
If I've got a sore throat, McDonald's strawberry milkshake. But yeah, it's weird. But I'm just like your affinity to floral flavors. I don't know what it, I just cannot touch them.
See,
anything.
I think that's where we're, again, where you and I are kind of flipped on things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
It's we are opposites. We are.
But. Of the same coin. It's very fascinating.
It's really weird. One day I think we'll do our DNA and send it off to see if
are related. Yeah. I really, truly, there's so many bizarre connections, even if it's all in a theme. And it's just really
It's all
weird.
In a theme how much we look alike. And I've already said to you how much you remind me in features of my mother. And that's not a horrible thing to say because my mother passed when she was young. So it's weird. And we are the same. We're very close in age. We're only a couple of years apart in age.
Yeah, we are. We're just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit, but our paths have sort of skimmed each other.
Yeah, and our interests. Yeah, they're kind of like, they're adjacent. You know, you studied, you know, something that was very closely related thematically to what I studied and the reasons for it as well.
And the fact that I went into more politics than you went, not politics. Well, I was a political advisor, but government, and you went the opposite
private
way.
Sector. Yeah,
I went private and you sector. Went private sector. Is quite fascinating, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is weird.
But
yeah.
Anything else you want to... What's going on in your world on work astrology? Because you've got some courses coming up, haven't you?
I do. I've got beginning astrology. Now, this one is... I have Natal Chart Foundations, which is where we get people... moving in how they read charts. Like if you wanted to start learning how to read a chart, that's what that is for. We're not doing that one again for a while. So for the dazed and confused, when they look at a chart and it makes zero sense, and when the astrologer is speaking, it's all like blah, 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 blah. That's all she says. Blah, 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 Venus. I think I understood that part. That's what that class is for. So if you're really interested in it and you're mystified by it and you want to get started with the building blocks, just so when people are talking about astrology or you even go into an astrological reading with another reader, that things make a little more sense to you. This is, think of it like learning a foreign language. We're going to learn our ABCs. We're going to learn the building blocks of astrology, and it gets you ready. And it's a good way to survey. It's 6 hours. It's going to be 3 weeks, 2 hour classes. Okay. You get you're going to get some flashcards because it's like learning a language, and materials, you know, just learning materials. And I'm going to teach you how to like understand this language as a beginner, you know, just very basic so that you can decide, do I want to study this or not? You know, if you want to study more, then when Natal Chart Foundations opens up, that would prepare you for that. And if you don't, but it just makes more sense to you now, and you go for an astrology reading, you can understand what somebody's telling you, you know. You know, if I point to something, you'll be like, oh, that's Saturn or Venus, or that's why that symbol is like that. So that's one of the classes that starts in May. And then I have doing one last round in 2024. It will not happen again this year of intermediate astrology. And this is intermediate level natal chart astrology that helps people really, like, you've got your beginners, now you're ready for more. And this just dives you much deeper into understanding the chart and how to communicate it. We're just winding up the last session. It's 14 weeks. It's quite intense, but you get a cohort of people to study with and continue the conversation. So I mean, it's just like when I raised my children, I wanted them to communicate. I keep telling students, don't try to be solo. You need a community to learn and develop with when you're beginning, yes, especially.
It takes a village.
Like Matilda and me, you know, I'm always skeptical. I'm sure you are too. I know this person who does what you do. And you're like, sure.
Yeah.
But to find somebody who's a peer.
Yeah. We've been very lucky with that because I have noticed something. Have you finished with your...
Go ahead.
What's going on? Because I've noticed on social media that there's... People seem to think it's competition as metaphysicians. Yeah. Nobody's in competition with anybody else.
No.
Because the reality is that our clients choose us. They are drawn to us for a reason. Yeah. It's not something... Have you noticed how much I've talked with my hands?
I got called out for that this week.
Oh, did you? I talk with my hands a lot. So much so that my Apple Watch kept telling me that I'd done all my exercise for a day when I did my readings. I'd do 4 readings in a row and my Apple Watch would go, congratulations, you've just run a marathon.
I need that. They need that watch.
So there seems to be a feeling of people being in competition. And the other thing I want to talk about, and we're going to talk about it more in the next episode, about being a jack of all trades does not make you a master of one. I'm sorry, but there are many areas of metaphysics and we don't have to dabble in every single one of them.
No, I had somebody ask me about runes. I'm like, no, I didn't learn runes. Not because I'm against runes, but if you want to be really, really, like, we do tend to learn about other disciplines, you know, but if you want to be really good, you are going to focus in one area and gain that discipline. So,
we'll talk about it next week. But what I want to say is that there is no competition out there because our clients choose us. And I'm not going to mention this person by name, but they're not a very nice person. They're not behaving very spiritually. And they've been called out a number of times, not just by me this week. And their go-to is they're jealous of me. They're jealous of my success. They're jealous of my ability. And including myself, I'm apparently jealous of them.
Oh.
It's not jealousy. It is the fact that somebody is behaving in an ethical manner. And like abuse, if somebody doesn't stand up and call out abuse, then nothing gets done about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not, and it's not, but there is this, like, got to grab the client. The client finds you, in all honesty. All we can do is tell them about what we have available, but they are drawn to you or they're not.
Because I have the astrology charts in front of me. I always find it really interesting who books on what day and what our synastry, which is the comparison of two astrology charts together, what our energy connection is.
There's
always a theme every day. Mm. Like I'll get just like, oh, today's a Libra rising day, or, you know, today is a Leo Venus day, you know, and it'll just be like boom, 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 or there'll be other odd correlations. But yeah, there's no reason. There's 8 billion freaking people on this planet. There's no competition.
And that's not me saying I'm the shit and everyone's got to choose me.
No.
It's.
I don't want everyone to choose me.
Yeah. People will choose us by being drawn to us.
Yeah.
And we don't need to fight anyone. I think that everyone offers something very unique. I don't suit everyone because I'm quite blunt.
Yeah.
I'm not here to fuck spiders. I want to help people.
That's going in the quotes as well. I'm not here to fuck spiders. I love that.
You're going to have, by the end of this, you're going to have a whole handbook of Australian sayings.
I will. And I'm going to make a montage. And we might even make it into a song.
I think today's outtakes are going to be the best ever. I couldn't speak. I lost the ability.
This is the benefit of Mercury retrograde. How about we see each other next week?
How about we see each other next week? That would be really good. Can I just mention something? I've still got space in my large mediumship event on the 4th of May, which is the same day that we're also having an event. And there is a new release of one of my small mediumship events. So they're group events you cannot currently get a reading with me until July. And those dates haven't been released yet.
There you go.
But we will see each other next week.
We will, which we're lying. We're going to record it right after this.
You have to ruin the illusion all the time.
Every single time. I get in trouble for telling the truth all the time. That's why people don't like me, because I'm not good at lying. Well, it's probably the autism.
It's probably got something to do with it. We've probably got autism in common too, to be perfectly honest. But I will see you
next week. A little ADHD.
A little.
Oh.